This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
922 in the weekend is looking pretty nice, and forever you have whatever you have planned, whether it's Riverside Arts Market, the Beaches Well Fest, the Sharks are in action against the Iowa Barnstormers at the arena. We gave away tickets yesterday, and if you're a big part of conservation at the Riverfront Rendezvous with the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, the exuberation is tomorrow night. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino with you. And, you know, there's also something that's happening tomorrow that's not necessarily like one of these family-friendly events, but a really important event that's happening with a family connection in our own community, Christine.
That's right, a really important connection. First Coast Crime Stoppers is holding, I think it's their first official online live stream. Joining us to talk about it is Chase Robinson, Executive Director of First Coast Crime Stoppers. I always want to call you Chase Bunker. I'm so sorry. So a quick behind the scenes, the very first time I texted, maybe not the first time, it was the second time I texted Chase Robinson, I was like, do you want a sandwich? We've got sandwiches in the break room. And he was like, sure.
Wow, I mean, I'll take a sandwich.
She is kind like that, isn't she?
Yeah, like, thank you.
I meant to text Chase Bunker. It was right. Like my own signal moment.
Except you're not giving away any sort of
it
plans.
It wasn't a national security
bombing,
secret.
Right?
I was giving away sandwiches instead
sandwiches for everyone.
Right? Yeah.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't remember. But on a serious note, you do have a very special event taking place tomorrow.
We do, and it's the first one we're doing and the first of its kind in the state. So it's a digital press conference, but we're trying to provide the public tools that they might not necessarily have access to help solve cold case homicides. And in this case, it's a homicide that took place back in 1999, and the Vegas family is actually coming down from Chicago with a victim's advocate from up there, and we're partnering with Project Cold Case here as well to help bring light to this case. We're going to have detailed case information, transparent satellite imagery showing how the neighborhood changed from 1999 to 2025, so if people lived in the area, what it looks like now, and then also moving forward too on how they can get information to Crime Stoppers to not only be eligible for a cash reward, but help bring justice to a family that's been grieving for over 25 years.
And we will provide coverage of the live stream event tomorrow after it happens in the 10 o'clock hour.
You know, you talk about how technology is changing, and then we've recently seen, and you've talked to us on Jacksonville's Morning News about enhanced rewards and how they've brought justice and closure for families. How are the two coming together with recent cases, and how actively are you then engaging with local law enforcement to try to enhance a reward as the technology is changing on some of these cold cases?
So I think a good example of that would be the recent homicide of Breon Allen with the enhanced reward of up to $25,000. So with that, the enhanced reward, of course, brings public notoriety, but at the same time, encouraging the public to use our program, that there's no strings attached, that it truly is anonymous, that these enhanced rewards are a way to revitalize cases that maybe detectives don't have a lead on, maybe they need some extra information that leads to an arrest, but just providing the tools to the public alongside with the cash incentive to assist local law enforcement and to do it safely without a fear of retaliation from community members, police finding out, even family members finding out.
Does that help the retaliation, the retaliation aspect of it? Does that help, do you think, significantly increase the number of people who respond to, you know, previously cold cases?
I do. And I think just getting that message across to the public that the information that they're giving to Crime Stoppers is protected by Florida statutes, that the information that they're giving to us is protected. And if that information were to ever be leaked out, it's up to a third-degree felony charges. So it's something that we take very seriously, and it's not just a catchphrase. And I do think that when the public knows that the information they're giving to Crime Stoppers is protected, that we are seeing an increase in tips, especially when it comes to crimes that are dealing with maybe gang violence or even with homicides, that people are becoming more open to sharing that information with Crime Stoppers. And not only are they seeing that it is anonymous and that they can do it safely, securely, and anonymously, but there's also that cash reward pickup as well, that even claiming that reward is anonymous with no face-to-face interactions, no ID, no conversation, so the entire process is protected.
Do you have recent cases where you've enhanced rewards and you're getting tips?
So, for example, there's one that JSO is looking for information on. It was a triple homicide that occurred back on September 23rd of 2023 at the JTB Apartments at 8876 AC Skinner Parkway. And unfortunately, there were four people who were shot and three people ended up passing away. It was 23-year-old Jaquan Mitchell, 24-year-old Keontae Johnson, and the saddest part of this whole case was 3-year-old Kaylin Matthews was also murdered in this shooting. And all that JSO has to go off of is that they responded to the apartment complex in reference to shots fired. And upon arrival, there were five total victims, including the three of which that were unfortunately deceased. And all they have to go off of is that there was a black Kia Optima that sped off and they found it later burned, and actually evidence in the car linked it to multiple incidents across the city. But they still need that tip that's going to help them piece together the evidence to make an arrest. And within this case in particular, like we mentioned, enhanced rewards, there's an enhanced reward of up to $13,000 to bring justice to all of these families, especially for the 3-year-old Kaylin. I mean, she didn't deserve that. And that's, I think, providing information on this case, where it occurred, that the public can really take action and fight against acts of violence like this.
And you have cases where you have enhanced rewards mm-hmm. where things, even with the enhanced reward, mm-hmm. you're just not getting anywhere?
So there is one case that happened back on April 21st of 2023 that we've received zero tips on, and there haven't been any arrests in the case. And it's a recently enhanced reward of up to $10,000 to figure out who murdered 16-year-old Makai Vogel. And this happened at a birthday party, and the sad part about it is it was 10 days away from his 17th birthday, and the family is grieving. I mean, he had dreams of playing basketball or even going to school to become a chiropractor. And we're just pleading with the public that any information that they have on this case, this happened in the Bay Meadows area, that they can reach out to Crime Stoppers, get that information to law enforcement safely, securely, and anonymously, and bring justice to this family.
In Nassau County, you have a Wanted Wednesdays. Tell us about the case that's being highlighted there.
So this is an interesting case spotlight, if you will. It really speaks to how Crime Stoppers work. So the Nassau County Sheriff's Office posted on their social media at about 4:22 p.m. on April 9th, saying that there was an individual, Melissa Ganey English, who has a warrant for her arrest, that she was accused of embezzling more than $570,000 from the Amelia Baptist Church while she worked there as a financial secretary. Right. So they did that post on social media at 4:22 p.m. We received a tip at about 5:30 p.m. giving her exact location in Baker County. So we then relayed that information to the Baker County Sheriff's Office. Once again, one of the importance of us dealing with 18 law enforcement agencies. And that same evening, the Baker County Sheriff's Office was able to locate, identify, arrest, and detain Melissa Ganey English on these charges. So I definitely think this speaks to how fast our program works, the communication and the clarity between different law enforcement agencies, and this tipster will walk away with a cash reward of up to $3,000 to help solve this case.
So these are all important cases, and you have several cases that you're talking about. We will highlight all of them on WOKV.com. Mm-hmm. If we were to say, you know, let's get WOKV listeners mm-hmm. to rally around one particular case, mm-hmm. What case this week would be the one that you would really want to concentrate on for our listeners to rally around and get together?
So I would definitely say that when it comes to picking an important case, obviously homicides are the most important, but I believe there's one that JSO is recently highlighting. There was a hit and run that occurred, and they're actually looking for the individual who sped off, and they believe the vehicle was undamaged, but they are looking for more information on where this vehicle was, maybe license plate information, where the vehicle traveled to. And we're trying to assist JSO in any way that we can to providing the public with ways to get that information to law enforcement securely and anonymously, right? And that cash reward is on every single case, so it does apply to this one. And one thing we like to encourage the public to do is to stay active on social media, especially with how active JSO is. They're constantly posting updates with information, so we encourage you to visit JSO's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, things along that nature for images of this. And if you see anything that you recognize or might know based off of this, to reach out to Crime Stoppers, and you can be eligible for that cash reward.
Yeah. And that was in the Cedar River area.
Yes,
and that
correct.
Vehicle that was seen fleeing was headed toward Harlow Boulevard, if I'm not mistaken. And so that story is updated under local news, excuse me, at WOKV.com. Do you also highlight on your First Coast Crime Stoppers website other cases if people are looking for that?
Yeah, so if you go to our website and actually go up to cases, you can see unsolved crimes. And we try to keep that as up to date as possible with crimes in the area that local law enforcement agencies, not just JSO, but all 18 law enforcement agencies that we cover, that are actively looking for information from the public. And we also try to remove cases that have been solved. So it's we want to make our website sort of a hub for people who live in the First Coast area to stay up to date with what crimes are happening in their neighborhood and how they can be of help to local law enforcement.
You just never know that when that one piece of information may be vital, you're holding on to something that's like, hey, I remember seeing, but like it might not even be important, but it might be the key for an investigation to ultimately go from nothing to something really big, perhaps even an arrest.
Well, and a lot of times too with, you know, big homicide cases, big drug cases, it's obviously that it's that piece of information that detectives usually say, hey, you know, we wouldn't have been able to make arrest without this. So if you have any information on a case, even if you think it's if it's hearsay, it might not be true. The worst that comes of it is investigators look into it and nothing happens. Best case scenario, an arrest can be made. You know, criminal can be taken off the streets. Justice can be brought to a family and you can walk away with a cash reward. So there's no such thing as an insignificant tip. And that's why we implore the community to just always have open eyes and always have open ears.
866-845-TIPS and First Coast Crime Stoppers. You can connect, Google it into your browser and connect with them on an everyday basis. Mm-hmm. Chase Robinson, not Bunker, from First Coast Crime Stoppers. I do the same thing, though, because we know Chase Bunker so well. So.
And I'm always open for a sandwich. So.
I love it. 9:33. Thanks for coming in. As always, we value your partnership.
Thank you very much.
Jacksonville's morning news continues at 9:33.